Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is such a beautiful Wednesday afternoon.
No.
I mean,
that's not.
I mean, don't you love this weather?
It's an ugly afternoon.
I'm Scoot.
Can I be honest? No. It's a bad day. It's a bad day.
You know, we're talking about the debate and we're talking about
all
the
things.
I
want to talk about something else. I don't want to do that.
Look, man, just shut up. It's kind of the way the debate went last night. Yeah, glad you're with us this afternoon. We're continuing to get your reaction to the debate circus, call it whatever you want to call it. But it was an embarrassing display of politics in America. I don't post it, but the video that I did that is posted on the WWL Radio Facebook page, it's live right now, and you can be part of this conversation. I make a suggestion about something that might be added to future debates. Do you agree with it? Well, check it out. That's on our WWL Radio Facebook page. Also, let's do a few highlights from the debate. We'll get to your calls and text here in just a moment. Also, some more of your emails. But President Trump last night talked about the seat for the Supreme Court. And you know there's been a big controversy about this because in 2016, when Obama was leaving office, there was a seat available. And the Republicans did not want to have President Obama nominate somebody and have that person push through before the election. And so all of a sudden, that has all changed. Here was President Trump's explanation.
I will tell you very simply, we won the election. Elections have consequences. We have the Senate. We have the White House. And we have a phenomenal nominee, respected by all, top, top academic, good in every way, good in every way.
Well, as you know, there was some falsehoods in what he just said, but they did win the election, and they do own the Senate. Here's what we should learn about politics. And you know, it was Senator John Kennedy who said something, I guess it was over the weekend. I think it was on one of the Sunday morning shows. Senator Kennedy said something that really defined it all for me, really cleared it up for me. He said something to the effect of, hey, we won the election, and that's what... That's what the party does. It does what the voters want that party to do. And that's true. And so we cannot expect political parties to not be hypocritical, because they will be. And hypocrisy is part of what you elect them to do when it benefits you. It doesn't matter if they're hypocritical. If it benefits you, whichever party is represented, then it's okay. So we really have to just stop expecting politicians, Republicans and Democrats, to not be hypocritical, because that's what they do. Joe Biden had this comment about President Trump's tactics as president of the United States.
He doesn't want to calm things down. Instead of going in and talking to people and saying, let's get everybody together, figure out how to deal with this. What's he do? He just pours gasoline in the fire constantly.
And after the debate, Joe Biden made this comment about his opponent, President Trump.
Last night was, I think, a wake-up call for all Americans. What I tried to do last night, I tried to speak directly into the camera to the American people, to talk about their concerns, to talk about what's on their mind, to talk about what I would do were I president. Trump has no plans, no ideas. Didn't express a single plan that he had about how he's going to move forward.
Well, that was another weak moment for the president when Chris Wallace said, well, what's your health care plan? Because the president told you that he would have a perfect health care plan to replace the Affordable Care Act. And here it is almost 4 years later, and there's no plan. So I don't know how you justify that. Also, there's no wall, and Mexico did not pay for the wall. It doesn't mean that there are not sections of the wall being done, but I mean, that did not turn out the way he promised. Fox News's Chris Wallace had to reprimand the president like a kid in the third grade, constantly disrupting the class because he wants attention. Here was one of those moments last night.
I think that the country would be better served if we allowed both people to speak with fewer interruptions. I'm appealing to you, sir, to do that.
Well, and him too.
Well, frankly, you've been doing more interrupting than he has.
Well, that's all right, but he does plenty.
Well, less than, sir, less than.
There's plenty.
No, less than you have. Let's please continue on.
Really, that is embarrassing. At one point, and this was kind of early in the debates, Joe Biden said this.
I'm not going to answer the question.
Why would you answer that
because
question?
Because the
you
question
put a
is,
lot of
the
new
question
Supreme is, Court justice, radical
question,
left.
Will you shut
who is
up,
your,
man?
Listen.
Told him to shut up. If politics and the media are a reflection of the political state of America, then all Americans should be embarrassed by the reflection they saw last night during the first debate between Trump and Biden. After the debate last night, CNN's Dana Bash summed it up by saying, quote, I'm going to say it like it is. This, the debate, was a S show. She said the S word. Over on the Fox News Network, Sean Hannity exploded in a rant bashing Joe Biden, and at one point said that Joe Biden looks like he needs some cocoa and a nap, to which Laura Ingraham responded, and a binky. On CNN, Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo pondered what kind of drug President Trump was on that made him so overly aggressive in the debate last night. The partisan critiques of Trump-Biden in the debate, that's predictable. But what was a surprise was the depth of the lack of civility on the part of both candidates, especially President Trump. Like a child who refuses to behave in class, moderator Chris Wallace from Fox News had to constantly reprimand President Trump for interrupting Biden during the two-minute segments each candidate had to speak without interruption. Wallace even insisted that President Trump follow the rules that his campaign had agreed to. The fact-checking of much of the content of the debate is well underway. And it's amazing how politicians can turn total lies into what sounds like convincing statements that are true. President Trump continued to perpetuate the myth, that's fake news, that mail-in ballots are inherently fraudulent. The facts versus lies during the debate will continue to be debated, but it was really hard to concentrate on the little substance that there was in the debate last night because of the circus-like ambience of the characters. You know, Biden missed a great opportunity to diffuse the idea that he is soft on law and order when President Trump accused him of not saying law and order. President Trump blatantly said, you're afraid to say law and order, and Biden sidestepped the issue and didn't say law and order. And Biden left looking like he's soft on law and order, and that was a big mistake by Biden. He should have taken that moment, and if indeed he is for law and order, that's when he should have said it. And at a time when this country has seen violence in the streets at an unprecedented level in many, many decades, law and order is a very important campaign issue. You know, as an obvious gesture to much of his far-right base, President Trump refused to condemn and denounce white supremacist groups. That proves that Trump is either a racist or sympathizes with racists. And while the president is demanding that Biden denounce Antifa, the president himself can't bring himself to denounce white racists and white supremacist. It is true that Antifa is not an organization. It is an ideology. It is random groups of people that get together and do really bad things. And I am not a supporter of Antifa in any way. Joe Biden, by the way, has denounced groups like Antifa. In an article published on the FoxNews.com website September the 8th of this year, Joe Biden denounced Antifa and similar groups, quote, across the board. During the debate, one of the comments that came on my Facebook page or Instagram, I forget which, came from somebody that said, I might blow 81 days of sobriety. We the people are collectively responsible for creating that ugly image we witnessed last night in the form of a debate between two presidential candidates. We continue to cheer for our side, which only encourages our side to continue the divisive discourse with politics. And there's no reason to expect change. The Trump-Biden debate made America look more like a third-world country than a country that has served as the beacon on the hill. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and text line is 504-260-1870. If you're on hold, hang on. More of your calls, more of your text and emails coming up on WWL. The question is, what, if anything, is going to bring us together? What, if anything, is going to stop the madness? We'll be back on WWL. Here's a question I was asking myself last night while I was watching the debate. Yeah. What's their age again? I mean, seriously, they were like children. Both of them. Now, Trump was more aggressive, but they you know, it was very... very disturbing, but I got to tell you, it was entertaining. I need to take a Thursday and Friday off, so nothing happened to me. Nothing is wrong. I'm still here. I'll be back on Monday, but I've got something that I have to have taken care of Thursday and Friday, and it's not my sex change operation or anything stupid like that. All right, I want to pay tribute to the Bourbon Street Bunch. I walked by there yesterday. This is a group that since the pandemic started, and on days when it hasn't been too hot, and I've walked, and I walked yesterday, I go by them. They're deep in the quarter, and Saturday is going to be the 200th consecutive day that they have sat out on their stoop with friends in the neighborhood at their French Quarter home having happy hour. And they social distance, and they're very cool. And I love going by there. They brighten my day. So congratulations to the Bourbon Street Bunch celebrating 200 consecutive days of having happy hour on the stoop of their French Quarter home. Also, the most disturbing moment in the debate last night really was President Trump failing to denounce white supremacists and giving a call out to the Proud Boys. Stand back, stand by. It was a call to action, basically saying, get ready, we may need you. If the election doesn't turn out the way I want it to, the way you want it to, I may need you. That defies the concept of a peaceful transfer of power. And it's really scary to me. Okay, if you want to join us, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870 from Alabama. Mike, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how are you, man?
I'm good. Mike, thanks for hanging on.
Listen, a couple of things.
Yeah.
First of all, Trump act like a raged animal. He was totally undisciplined, totally out of control. After I retired from the Marine Corps, I started teaching school. And I found, so I loved all of my kids. But there were some kids who were challenged educationally, if you catch my meaning.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Those kids, they acted out. They wanted to be the class clown to cover or to hide the fact that they didn't know a whole lot. They were slow. Trump reminded me of a ninth grader who didn't have the answers. So to compensate for that, he acted out, acted like a clown. And in my opinion, as I said earlier, he acted like a rabid animal. He was completely out of control. Because one, he didn't have the law on his side. Two, he didn't have the answers. And lastly, he doesn't have right on his side, okay? My question is to all those Trump supporters Trump worshipers. Is this presidential? Come from their president? That's the question I like to throw out to them. Thank you, Scoot. I appreciate listening to you. I enjoy listening to you. Keep up the good work, my friend.
All right. Appreciate it, Mike. Glad you're listening over in Alabama. We do welcome those of you who are listening in Alabama and Florida and along the Mississippi Gulf Coast and really throughout wherever you're listening. And I know we've got listeners in California and all over because of radio.com. Download the app radio.com and type in WWL, and you've got the show wherever you have your phone. Let me share this email from James. And basically, James is saying, okay, this is about Biden refusing to answer the question about Supreme Court justices. Apparently, the email that I read previously was not totally accurate. This basically says that the U.S. Constitution grants Congress the power to determine how many justices can sit on the Supreme Court. The number has ranged from 5 to 10, but since 1869, the number has been set at 9. The number of justices on the Supreme Court has been politically manipulated over the years, but no constitutional amendment is required. And yeah, the two-thirds vote from the people after it passes everything. That's for making a constitutional amendment. So that doesn't have to happen, but there is a way to change the number of people on the Supreme Court. And you know, that'll be a topic for another day. And look, while Trump missed the opportunity to denounce white supremacists, Joe Biden missed the opportunity to stand up for law and order. Because President Trump said, you're afraid to say law and order. You can't even say it. And he kind of sidestepped that whole issue. I'd like to think that Joe Biden is for law and order, but he should have taken that moment to really solidify his opinion and his stance, if indeed he is for law and order. From Holy Cross, Mike, you're on WWL. I'm sorry, Rick. Rick, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's Rick. Scoot. How you doing?
Good.
Excellent. Have you managed to try potato salad with your gumbo yet?
No, you know, I'm not a, you know, I love gumbo, but I'm not a big gumbo eater because, you know, it's just not something that's on my menu on a regular basis. But and neither is potato salad, even though I love both of those.
We had this conversation. We started this conversation, what, in March? I called in. We talked about that. And
yes.
I'm sure Ian got about 60, 70 texts.
Oh, it was crazy.
$6 behind it. It was like that. You know, a nice social discourse debate.
I love it.
Everybody, you know, some people call it mayo soup, and some people say that it's old school New Orleans, you know?
Yeah, I never heard of it. I mean, I grew up here and had red beans and rice all my life. My mom made great red beans and rice, and I just never thought about putting potato salad in there. But, you know, gumbo. When I think about gumbo, and I've heard people say they put potato salad in red beans too, it does seem like it would be a good match.
I love all these things, but you know, it's that civil debate. And it would be nice because there's never going to be a point where the Democrats or Republicans are going to want anybody in the middle. The farther they drag anybody left or right, the more convenient and comfortable they are. Until we have a significant third party in this country, which I don't see on the horizon anytime soon, there has to be a very grassroots, homegrown debate between, if your neighbor's got a Trump sign and you got a Biden sign, why don't you buy a pizza and sit down and talk about these things? Because everybody likes pizza. Everybody likes pizza.
Rick, I love the concept of a civil debate.
Find a common ground, because None of the people at the top of our parties, either party, wants any continuity between the parties. Now, as a country, we're gonna experience some growth after we finally pass through this, but we have to grow as a country. We have to, you know, you and I have both said on many occasions, critical thinking is important. Critical thinking. Nobody, if the two people that were on stage last night are the people leading this country, and evidently they are for both parties, we really have a long way to go before we have critical thinking in the White House. It's a disappointment to me.
Yeah. It's a disappointment. It should be a disappointment to every American. Rick, thank you for calling the show. You know, that debate last night really made the debate over whether Van Halen was better with David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar, it made that debate seem civil. And that has not been a civil debate. Stacy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Stacy.
Hey, dude, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, my question is that what are we willing to risk to leave the current administration in with the antics and the comments and the division and things that are going on? My next question is, who would be a better mediator to mediate the next event? Because obviously Chris Wallace was in over his head.
Yeah.
And my last thing is, why don't we just simply turn off the microphone of the person whose turn it is not to speak?
Stacy, that is the thing that I talk about in the video that is posted on WWL Radio Facebook. So you can be part of that conversation. But I do bring up that idea that maybe because these two people, especially Trump, were so childish that maybe they should just mute the mic so they can't interrupt during those segments when they're supposed to be able to talk uninterrupted. And I believe the debate commission is looking for some changes. I don't know if that's going to be one of them.
And what about the mediator? Anybody else that we might be?
Man, it's going to have to be, it's going to have to be somebody tough. I mean, I liked Chris Wallace as the moderator. I thought he was a really good choice, but he was just weakened by the whole environment and totally lost control very, very early on. So that was a point of the debate that really it really disappointed me. So I don't know. I mean, maybe a WWE wrestler, maybe ultimate cage fighter. I mean, we need somebody like that maybe to get in there and, like, just really take control of these debates.
And really stand back and stand down from our world leader, really?
Yeah, to a white supremacist group, to a Western
thinking
chauvinistic group of people that are capable of violence.
And I hope all his supporters stand with him, and let's just see how this turns out. That's amazing.
Stacy, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling the show. From New Hampshire, Doc, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you today?
I'm good.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to see you're getting some fall weather way down yonder. It's already hit up here.
So are the leaves starting to change in New Hampshire?
Oh, yes, they have. As a matter of fact, I turned off the news today and went outside and looked at the mountain in front of my house, and it's just on fire with colors, red, gold. And I've got a blue spruce in my front yard. And it's a beautiful place, and it's kind of cool up here. But what I saw last night, I just had to say, what in the Hades was that? Because, I was disappointed that Joe Biden took the first shot. I expected him to be more dignified, but he was the one that started. He called Trump a clown, which Trump is a clown. To be honest, I mean, I have nothing against him as a person or, as president, but he was on those tabloid magazines for years with his cheating and womanizing. I used to see him at the grocery store checkout. So I've never really, had any type of respect for Donald Trump. And then when he became president, I said, oh, God, help us now. But I think what is happening, this country is so divided, there's no turning back. We are living in a place of Sheol, S-H-E-O-L, right? A place of darkness. And, we're just so divided, a divided house will not stand. So something needs to be done. And to be honest with you, I think Trump wants the rioting to continue. And perhaps he may try to declare martial law. Because if he does that, he stays in as president, I'm pretty sure.
Trump,
somebody could, check me on that. But
Trump does benefit.
He
does benefit from it. Yeah, he benefits from unrest in the streets, which is, you know, it's a shame that that's like a political strategy to hope that that happens. I don't know if the president's going to cause it or if he's causing it, but it's a shame that that is a beneficial political strategy.
Unfortunately, America is as spiritually dead as a hammer, in my view. Other people may not feel that way, but that's my view.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave you with this, Scoot. I know you're a Bible reader, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't read the Bible every day, but there's, you know, I mean, there's some things that I've memorized from the Bible, and yes, I really do appreciate the Bible in a lot of ways.
Well, check out Proverbs 4:27. It says, "Turn not the right hand to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." And honestly, I'm not right, I'm not left. I'm just a watchman and trying to keep my foot out of the evil. And as far as the health care goes, I don't know if you know this or not, but I've had two heart attacks since January. So I've got my own health care plan. Keep
wow.
taking in air.
Are you doing okay? You doing okay now?
I'm hanging in. I'm hanging in there. You know, I've
all right,
got
well,
stents in my heart. So,
all right, well, take care of yourself.
Like I said,
and
I will.
Yeah, and
but
relax and enjoy the leaves changing.
Look deep. I hope people will look deep at what's going on, because it's a very sad state of affairs, and America has really become the laughingstock of the world.
Doc, I'm
God
glad you called
you,
the show.
Dude, I hope
all
to
right,
talk
man.
To you soon.
Please. Appreciate you listening in New Hampshire, and glad you called the show. It's such a beautiful day in New Orleans and in this part of the country. It's beautiful. And we're such a great country. But look at what we've been talking about all day. We've been talking about that circus-like spectacle last night. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. I'm Scoot, and I want to invite you to join me on Instagram tonight just after 9 o'clock. It is an extension of this radio show, so the show on WWL continues on Scoot on the Air Instagram tonight just after 9 o'clock. So if you don't have Instagram, download the Instagram app. I think you give a user word and a password. You're there. And then just type in Scoot on the Air and join me just after 9 o'clock tonight. We'll be on there live, and we'll talk about some of the things that we talk about on the show today. And what's great is that since it's live, I get to interact with you. President Trump criticized Joe Biden for wearing a mask all the time. And the topic of Trump's rallies, where nobody seems to wear a mask, except the people behind the president, came up. And Trump said that Joe Biden is having small rallies because nobody will come to him. And that if he could have big rallies, he would have big rallies. President Trump also said to Joe Biden, "Don't ever use the word smart around me. You're not smart. You graduated low in your class." Those were a few more of the highlights. From Harahan, AJ, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What I experienced is a missed opportunity. I have a 13-year-old. I just picked her up from school. She'll be 14 in November, but she's 2 weeks after the election. So in other words, I'm getting her prepared for her first voting opportunity and getting her civically engaged. And
good.
What kind of reason could I have given her off of, you know, these men, they're not only an embarrassment, they're robbing of opportunity.
Well, you know, it had to be kind of exciting to her because there wasn't a lot of substance. There wasn't a lot of talk about plans or programs. And it was just a bunch of, yelling like teenagers or even younger than that yell at each other. What did she think of the debate?
She just couldn't believe what she saw. She left out of the room with her mouth open. You know, because we raise our children to govern themselves in a certain way. It has gotten this bad. My children could never call President Bush or Clinton. You have to respect that office. President Bush. If you didn't vote for him.
Right.
Now, they don't call him by his name. They can call him an idiot or a clown or a fool because that's what he has done to the office. It's no longer respect. And
As bad as it has been, I still maintain that we should have respect for the office, as challenging as that is. When some people were thinking about Obama and some people were thinking about Trump, I still think we should really work to respect the office, regardless of the behavior of those in the office.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree that we should, but it's extremely difficult. It's extremely difficult for me. And this has never been about ideology. I mean, I'm 48. I've been voting for 30 years. There's always been somebody I didn't agree with. But I could still respect the office. And so, yeah, we missed the opportunity to teach. And that's sad. Hopefully we can have a little something better next week with these vice presidential candidates.
Yeah. AJ, I thank you for calling the show, but I also, and on behalf of a lot of people, I thank you for being active with your daughter and your kids and talking to them about politics. And, you know, I don't know how much civics is taught in school, but, you know, civics can be taught at home as well. So, AJ, thank you for the job that you're doing, and I appreciate you tuning into the show. I love this audience. I love that people are free and open and not afraid to be honest about Trump. Because sometimes, you know, you get the feeling that people are afraid to say anything negative. And there's a lot of conservative talk radio in this country. And this show is run by an independent, radical moderate. And I'll be critical of both sides. But I'm also going to be honest about both sides. And sometimes people don't really understand that. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Hey, here's really great news. It appears as if Mayor Cantrell is going to hold a press conference tomorrow and announce that the city is going to ease into Phase 3. There might be some restrictions, but still, a movement into Phase 3 for the city of New Orleans is going to be a great boost. So look forward to that tomorrow afternoon. Sports Talk is coming up next with Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick. And then at 7 o'clock tonight, it's the Coach O Show. The Tigers are going to try to bounce back against Vanderbilt in Nashville this weekend. I love the name of the nickname of the team in Vanderbilt. At Vanderbilt, they're in Nashville, a landlocked city, and they're the Commodores. I don't know the Mandeville Commodores. I get that, you know, but I don't know about a landlocked team. Anyway, they're the Commodores. Very, very, very good, very good school. So hopefully LSU will bounce back. So the Coach O Show tonight at 7 o'clock. Join me on Instagram Live tonight just after 9 o'clock. Instagram and Facebook, Scoot on the Air. And also I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producer, Todd Manassas, and our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke. And I really do love you guys. I mean, I know we don't always agree, but I have respect for most of the audience, and I love getting together with you every afternoon, even though we don't always agree. But I love the openness. I love the diversity. I love the wide range of opinions that we hear on this show, because the way we run this show, it is open for Trump supporters. It's open for people who don't like Trump. And I love that freedom. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.